everybody. This is Sophie. This is Boo Mama.
Hey, it's Melanie. It's Big Mama.
And apparently this is a wonder. This is a wonder and a miracle.
Everything has aligned, and here we are for our what has now become an annual podcast.
Yeah. We tested and everything to make sure that the sound was not going to be terribly off balance after we record it. But if it is, we're just as sorry as we can be.
Yes, we're doing the best we can. And really, if this whole thing doesn't work out, this will be the last one we ever record. And y'all won't know about it because we won't ever actually have anything to put up on either of our blogs.
Well, you know, I have asked people before who podcast, like, how do you podcast? And as soon as they say something like, well, you need to both record at the same time and then you merge the files, I'm out. I'm done. I'm done. If we can't record, you know, with Skype or something, then it's beyond my technical capabilities.
No, I can't merge. I can't merge. I can't condense. I can barely send an email is where I...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can save a Word file is what I can do.
That's it.
Okay, so this is what I was saying before we started recording, was that last night, you know, I went to the SEC tournament.
Yes.
I don't know if you know this or not, but Mississippi State played Missouri in a game that went to 17 innings.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Oh, yes, ma'am. We left in like the... It was probably the sixth inning just because it was getting late and you start thinking about, you know, you've got to get up the next morning and all that kind of stuff.
Yes.
So I got home and I listened through about the end of the 12th, maybe beginning of 13th, and I was done. And it was 1-1. So that lets you know it was a rip roaring.
That was painful.
Oh, it was. It was like watching paint dry. I mean, we stranded more runners than we have people on our team. I mean, like, it was awful. Anyway, so this morning, the first thing, like, I get up and I'm like, well, I guess I'll see. And I just kind of had a feeling that we were going to lose. But in 17 innings, we won. And so all the sports writers, we won 2-1 in 17 innings. It set an SEC record.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that, for what, a snooze fest? I mean, that is...
And people stayed for that thing. I think the boy who pitched, like, who ended up with at the end who was pitching, I've maybe heard his name one time. I think they were really just pulling people off the bench saying, why don't you give it a go? See if we can get out of here.
I know. Well, and then my thing is what are they going to have left for pitching? Do they play, because they play again tonight now, right?
Yeah, we play South Carolina, but nobody, see, here's where I get, like, this is where the sports nerd in me comes out, and anybody besides you who hears this is going to think, I don't care, and why do you know that? But nobody pitched more than 47 pitches. Nobody could really get in a groove, hence the 17-inning game.
So
we play South Carolina tonight. We're going back, but I'm excited because y'all play Vanderbilt before our game. And I think I'm excited about our game, but we just played South Carolina this past weekend, but I'm real excited about y'all's game.
Well, you're more excited than I am because I don't really feel that good about it. Vanderbilt's really good. We're sketchy. I think we have the potential to be good. Mm-hmm. I think the Aggie baseball team is basically like my entire academic career. They have the potential to be brilliant, but they are not achieving to their potential. And so they have moments of brilliance, and then they just lose in just a spectacular fashion.
Well, there were some Aggies in attendance last night. I will say that. There were some vocal Aggie fans there. And then you had state fans who were cheering for the Aggies.
I love that.
So there was a lot of maroon that was very vocally cheering for them, and they seemed excited to win because, you know, that first little round is single elimination, so if you don't win, you're gone.
Yeah, I was excited. I didn't really expect them to win, so now they're saying that if we could beat Vanderbilt, then we have an outside shot of still making the NCAA tournament because our record alone would not get us there.
How many games have y'all won?
You know what? To be honest, I don't even know. 30 something, maybe. But we have not done well. We have not lost a weekday game. I just kind of said that. A weekday game. We haven't lost a weekday game at home all season long, but we have not done as well in conference play.
Gotcha.
So, okay.
Alrighty.
Yeah. In fact, I don't know. I think we took the series with Tennessee and somebody else. Oh, and Ole Miss, maybe.
All right. So what else is going on?
Well, I have to tell you, I went to, you know, I've been doing the Smart Bar workout. And I'm kind of proud of myself because I'm now in my second month, which my second month membership ends this Sunday. So I'm at a crucial period of, am I going to rejoin? Am I going to commit to a third month? So anyway, I went in today. I got there at 9:45. And normally the way Smart Bar is it's kind of like a ballet class. So you have two long ballet bars on either wall. And then one wall has a huge mirror. So you're right in front of the mirror the whole time. I never want to be in front of the mirror, but I was there a little bit late today. So I had to get right in front of the whole class, right in front of the mirror. And so I was running kind of late. And so the first thing you do are your arms. So I was kind of doing my arm weights and everything. And I was looking and I was like, you know, I think I'm looking pretty good. Like I'm feeling pretty good about myself. I think my arms have some good muscle definition or whatever. And then I kid you not, possibly the most gorgeous person I've ever seen in my whole life walked in and stood right next to me. And she was all of like 22 years old and like 6 feet tall and 110 pounds, like flawless. And I immediately felt like I was like a Shetland pony there. It was
right.
It was a blow. I'm going to tell you, cause all of a sudden, like, cause, and it wasn't, I mean, her body, yes, obviously was unbelievable. And of course she had on like some kind of serious yoga gear that just showcased it all beautifully.
Right, right.
As opposed to like my, you know, Texas A&M 1986 baseball t-shirt. But she just looked gorgeous. But then it was her skin. You know, those, you know, your skin just never is as good as it really is in your 20s.
Okay, well, that leads me, though, to my next thought, which is, so what do you wear when you go to Smart Bar? It's where all the intelligent pigs go.
That's how I felt this morning next to that girl, like an intelligent pig.
Well, so what do you wear to Smart Bar when you go? Like, can you go? Here's my question. Can you go in a t-shirt and yoga pants?
You can. You can wear it whatever. They ask, you really, you're doing a lot of like bending over and stuff like that. So you do want to wear something a little more fitted because I've learned, or you need to wear like a sports bra under your t-shirt or something because your t-shirt's going to come up. Gotcha. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I have bought, of course, you know, I had to go out and get a new workout wardrobe before I actually started the class.
Well, that's part of the fun, though. I mean, that's part of the whole thing.
Exactly. Well, you got to have, it's like a uniform. So I bought, like, I've been wearing from Gap. I really like these. They're like yoga pant, but they're like capris. So they come like right below my knee. Mm-hmm. So they're fitted. And then I bought, Gap has these really good, like kind of dry fit t-shirts that are long enough. So they kind of cover, but they're not super tight, but they're not loose either. So I just wear those. So I tend to just wear those, a variation of that t-shirt and the capris. But now when the weather was still cooler, I would wear my full on yoga pants and sometimes even like a long sleeve t-shirt.
Oh, okay. So you can wear like, you don't have to wear tights and a leotard or anything.
No, good night. No, I can't even imagine. No. So you can kind of wear everything. And some people wear shorts. I mean, there's kind of a, you know, it's free for all. You can kind of wear whatever you want to wear.
Well, you know, last night, in fact, at the game, I saw a friend of mine whose little boy is one of Alex's good friends. And I think I've told you, they're real into CrossFit.
Yes.
And I think I've also told you that she, like, I don't know, back in August or whenever, she was like, I want you to come to a CrossFit class. And I was like, I think I would die, but that's really sweet. And thank you. But, I've got book edits. That was my thing back in August.
Yeah.
Oh, I've got work and I've got book edits. And I just, you know, I don't have time. And like, my pastor goes to that particular CrossFit and his wife. And I just, you know, I am willing to be vulnerable, but I don't know if I'm willing to be that vulnerable.
Yes.
And so anyway, back in the spring, I guess it was in March, she was like, we're having another, like, bring a friend day and I want you to come. You really can do it and all that kind of stuff. But I can't. I think they use their own body strength to do miraculous feats. And it just throws me back to when you had to do those physical education tests in elementary school, like, yeah, where they would measure how many pull-ups you could do or whatever. And I knew.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I hear you. Mm-hmm. I think the CrossFit is a little intense. Like, everybody, they get real into it. And that scares me a little bit, you know? And it does make me, because I was thinking the other day in PE, I don't know, did y'all do the high jump when you were in PE?
Oh, yeah, we did. Yeah, we did.
dreaded. I've never had any kind of upward momentum. Mm-hmm. And so I was always like the first one out in the high jump, and it just mortified me every time. But we did it all the time. But see, that's why I like Smart Bar, because it's all women. It's women of various ages and body types. Mm-hmm. And so, and some supermodels. And it really feels very like nobody's really paying attention to what anybody else is doing. And I enjoy that. I just let me do my workout, and I don't really want anybody to look at me or pay any attention to what I'm doing.
Well, I think you've just answered your own question about whether or not you should sign up for the third month.
I know. Well, I like it. I think that, see, it becomes a time thing though, because see, right now it works out. I can go in the mornings while Caroline's at school. In summer, that gets a little trickier. Like, when am I going to have that pocket of time without her? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I got you.
So I don't know. We'll figure it out.
We did join a new gym here because they have a huge kids thing and all the big kids program and all that kind of stuff. So I think it'll be good for summer. But that assumes that during the kids program that I would actually go to like an elliptical machine or something.
Yes.
And that I wouldn't just take a book and go sit out by the pool.
So, yeah, I know, which is always the temptation. Now, have you seen those, speaking of elliptical, have you seen those elliptical, like, bicycle type things that people are riding around?
Okay, David told me just 2 days ago, I had not heard of them at all, and he said that he went that morning and did one of those, and he said it was hard, that it was, mm-hmm. that it was, like, it was rough.
Mm-hmm. It looked, well, I asked because I had kind of seen them, but a woman actually rode one up to Smart Bar from her house yesterday before she did her Smart Bar workout and then rode it back home. And those are the kind of people that just make me feel bad about myself.
Mm-hmm. You're exactly right. Yes. Just take you down a notch or two.
Yes. And she's like 10 years older than me too. So it's like, well, great. Aren't you so physically fit riding up here on your elliptical bicycle type thing? But I mean, that looks like, I'm afraid I'd like hurt myself on that. I don't think I have that level of coordination.
I just don't think I have that level of will, to be honest. I just don't, I don't know what it is with me and the working out stuff. I know people enjoy it and they talk about how good you feel and all that kind of stuff, but sometimes it just makes me feel good to watch Bravo. I don't know.
I agree. I totally agree. That's always my go-to, is I'd rather sit and watch TV.
But the Smart Bar thing is appealing to me because I did used to love ballet when I was little, and that whole, I like an all-female environment, but I do like that.
Yes, I like that, and I like that it's, here's the thing, is just about the time you think you're about to die, then you stop, and it's time to do a bunch of stretching, and the stretching does feel really good, so the stretching is what keeps me coming back.
Oh, I love that, though. That was painful. Now let's just relax for a minute.
Yes, and so you think, I'm about to die, I can't do this anymore, I'm going to leave, and then they're like, now let's stretch it out, and you're like, okay, I can live to do something else. So.
Okay, well, I told you yesterday, you know, that I went to the Steinmart that was the other Steinmart that is not my own.
Yes.
And
it was unfortunate.
Yeah, it is unfortunate. And so just to backtrack, because people don't know the story, but the Steinmart that I typically frequent has closed. And I don't know, we don't really know why, but it has been traumatic enough that I did, in fact, ask our waitress at dinner Friday night in that same shopping center. As she brought us our drinks, I said, do you happen to know what's happened with the Steinmart? And she did not.
Not that I'm obsessed, mm-mm. but you know.
But what I forgot to tell you yesterday, so I went to a Steinmart that's not far away at all, but it's just one that I don't typically go to. And so one of the girls who works in our Steinmart, who usually works back in shoes, she was working. And so I was trying to corner her. Like I was kind of hanging out in the purses like I was... like I was, you know, like I was just casually looking, but there was a man who would not leave her alone, who was carrying a polka dotted dress and looking for some pantyhose. And I think he was probably, he sounded like he was shopping for his mom or for his wife. I couldn't tell which, although I wanted to say either one of them would thank you for not getting those pantyhose, but you know, I didn't. But anyway, I didn't get to ask her. I did not get to ask her. It was the bottom line. So it's still a mystery as to why my Steinmart is closed.
But didn't you say, like, the side of the building's, like, propped up with, like, support beams
yeah.
and stuff?
Yeah, it is. Maybe it's closed because it's fallen in. I don't know, but...
I think it sounds like maybe, like, either a sinkhole issue mm-hmm. or some foundational issues or something like that.
Yeah, they need to get that open. I really, like, it is... It's kind of like, you know how you never want chocolate more than when you don't have any in the house?
Yes.
That's kind of how I feel right now about my Stein Mart. Like, I've never wanted to just, like... look through some sportswear more than I have. And now, especially that I know, and I told you this yesterday, but now that I know that our Stein Mart has really different merchandise than the one, you know, that I went to yesterday, which seems to really be geared to like an 85 and up set. It really yeah. seems to be geared toward, you know, an older customer.
Yes, some leisure wear, yeah. more leisure wear.
Oh, I'm telling you, it was cruise wear and leisure wear and pantsuits. Mm-hmm. So I'm really eager for it to reopen, but you know.
How long it's going to be.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. And I told you, I told Martha when I talked to her over the weekend, I said, you know, our Stein Mart is closed, but she's so obsessed right now with getting those wingback chairs that she's looking for that she was barely even moved by it, so...
Yeah. Well, because you can't get the wingback chairs at Stein Mart. She's not worried about Stein Mart right now. If she were looking for a jacket, she'd be sick.
Right, she would be. If she, yeah, she needs a cute jacket. She's going to be in a bind. I'm going to tell you that right now. Uh-huh.
Well, she may not be, because if she goes to the over 85 Stein Mart, you know they've got some zero petites for all the older little ladies.
Oh, have mercy. They had a collection of blouses that I'm not sure weren't made for children. I mean, they were floral. They were that thick cotton, you know, and the button and that, what do you call those club shirts?
Yes. Okay. Yes.
I have uh-huh. never in my life seen such a collection of club shirts and elasticized capris.
It was something else. See, but that's, you just described my Stein Mart. Remember, I've told you for years, that's my Stein Mart. Because Sophie always talks about, she finds the cutest stuff at Stein Mart. It's like, oh, I found the cutest whatever. And it is. Like, she'll show it to me, and I'm like, that's really cute. And then I'll go to my Stein Mart, and they won't have it. Because my Stein Mart is also, it caters to the over 85 mm-hmm. crowd. Mm-hmm. And we've always had a lot of pantsuits. But I thought that I just didn't have the shopping gift to be able to find the good stuff at Stein Mart. But I feel validated
yeah.
now.
Yeah, and you know, you shouldn't even, you know, that is some, that... That's false, because if anybody has the shopping gift, you do.
Well, I know, but I can get, though, here's my thing that I've learned about myself, and really in this last year, we just had a Sam Moon that opened up here.
Right.
So a Sam Moon is like a discount jewelry, purses, whatever. I mean, like everything you can imagine. Like, you could pretty much buy a necklace there for $3, wear it one time and throw away. It's like disposable jewelry.
Right.
So anyway, but I went in the other day, and I think as I get older, the big stores overwhelm me. I walk in, I get totally overwhelmed, and I can't like weed out the good stuff from the junk, and so I just end up leaving.
I totally get that, though. I'm like that with shoes. Mm-hmm. Like, if you put me, if I'm in the store, I went in Belk, I don't know, it was probably a month ago, they were having a big sale, and they had a huge shoe sale. And I don't need to see ever more than about 20 pairs of shoes at a time.
Yes.
I can't. Yes. I just get overwhelmed. It's too much. And then I end up not getting anything.
Yes. That was me. I walked in Sam Moon and I couldn't remember it. And I thought, okay, note to self, if I know that I need a specific color of jewelry for something, this is going to be a great place to go. But just to come in and browse and like maybe I'll see something I like, I was completely overwhelmed. I couldn't handle it.
Is it arranged by color or anything like Charmin' Charlie?
No, it's Ooh. Just purses all in one section, and then hair stuff all in one section, and then necklaces all in one section, and like, but really good stuff, like stuff that looks like the stuff at Charming Charlie's or Francesca's, but like so cheap. But I was overwhelmed. I couldn't remember what I had. I couldn't remember what jewelry I might need, and so I left there without buying anything.
So really, you need a list when you go. You need an app. You need an app for that. You need a Sam Moon app.
I do. I need a list but I think I just, the older I get, the more I like shopping in like a boutique setting. I like going in, I like seeing about 10 shirt options mm-hmm. in various stores as opposed to like a big, now Nordstrom is different, but overall I don't like a huge department store atmosphere.
Well, we don't have a Nordstrom. Although, you know, we did get the Nordstrom rack. I told you that.
Yes.
And I went this past weekend, and there were 942 people in there. And even yesterday, I thought about going back in there, but I did. I couldn't muster the wheel. I thought if it's as even half as crowded as it was over the weekend, I don't want to go back in there. But one thing I do think is brilliant about there, and I'm sure yours is the same way, is that they have people who wander on the sales floor and will check you out wherever you are.
Yes, which is so convenient because you really never have to wait in line.
Oh, I thought that was brilliant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's a good call. So, and I don't go in, Lexi, and I think our rack, we have two racks in San Antonio, and the newer one is by my house, and I don't think that it is as good as the one that's further out. So, I don't know if there's levels of racks, but, and then the one closest to my house doesn't have children's clothes either. And see, I can find good stuff for Caroline there, but ours doesn't have children's clothes.
I wish I was privy somehow to the way that they, like, what they... the tiers of stores, because, you know, my TJ Maxx has never been anywhere near as good as my sister's TJ Maxx. Hers is the best TJ Maxx I have ever been into, and mine is kind of, it's okay.
Yeah, and see, somebody has told me that our San Antonio Nordstrom is really like a C-level Nordstrom. Mm-hmm. It's not nearly like what you would find in a bigger city, even though San Antonio is a big city, but apparently there are much ritzier Nordstroms other places. So
somebody playing the piano the whole time, Ritzy? Like
now we do have the occasional piano player, okay. But it's just during holidays. But I don't feel like we have nearly the selection in store that when you go like Nordstrom, like online. Because I was just now looking because it's their semi-annual women and children's sale right now, by the way.
Oh, it is.
Yes, so you can find some. There's some good deals to be had.
Now, did you ever find your colored cutoffs that you were looking for? Did you make up your mind?
Well, I haven't made up my mind. I ordered a pair from... Okay, so remember I told you. So I went into Gap because I wanted to try on their colored cutoffs. And they really are comfortable, but they were too short. I was like, I can't. It's too short. Mm-hmm. So I think that I have outsmarted the system. We'll see in here about 3 to 5 shipping days. Because I ordered the colored cutoffs from Gap in a tall, and I'm hoping that the tall will have a longer inseam.
I'm telling you, I order the tall in just about anything now.
Really?
I do, with shirts especially, because they're longer.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I know for some people, they want their cute little shirt to show off their waist, but I want a shirt that's going to hide and cover as much as it possibly can. And so I always, Gap, Old Navy, I always order tall shirts if it's available.
Well, I had no idea. I thought that I had come up with that concept. I was so proud of myself for deciding to order those in the tall.
But I've never done it with pants, just because I think they'll be too long. But I almost always, if there is a tall shirt, I will get it.
Okay. Well, I'll see. So anyway, I'll see how they turned out. I mean, I don't need them for anything nice. I just thought they would be cute to run around in during the summer, you know, if I can find a pair that's a decent length. But Gully and I decided the key may be that you have to buy some cheap colored jeans from Old Navy and then cut them off to the length that you want them.
Mm-hmm. You realize that you're about the colored shorts, like you sound like Martha with a jacket. I just need it just to run around in. I mean, you know, just like if I run in the grocery store, you know, like if I have to run by the church for something, I just need a little jacket. I'm not going to be dressed up, but you know, just if it's chilly in the beauty parlor or something.
Well, I just felt like I needed to clarify because there are people who are in their 20s that could wear like the colored cutoffs with maybe like a wedge heel and dress them up a little bit. I'm not trying to do that. I mean, I recognize that I'm almost 42 years old. I just thought it would be cute. Time to run around at the store.
Yeah, just run. Yeah, with you just run some errands. Now, I will say, I do think the shorts, like, and I know that the shorts you're talking about aren't really short, but I will say at baseball games this spring, I have been a little astounded by what constitutes a short these days.
Oh.
Because when I was growing up, we called those underwear. Like we.
Yeah. Yes, that's called a booty short. Is what that is.
I mean there are some short shorts out there, and I am not saying that in any kind of judgment. That is just an observation that people are wearing some really short shorts that I don't honestly know how you can sit down in, to be quite honest.
Well, you can't. I mean, there's no way you can sit down in those.
And you certainly can't bend over.
No. And here's, you know what, here's what I think is a phenomenon. And there again, I don't mean to, but sometimes I don't feel like people look, like I really look in the mirror at all angles to see how something looks on me. Like I just, you know, to check my undergarments and just make sure everything is kind of where it should be and how it's kind of supposed to look. I don't feel like enough people do that.
I think you're right. I think that apparently the full-length mirror has fallen out of favor.
I think we're a generation that looks at ourselves from like the chest up and isn't checking other things and doesn't look in the back. I think you've got to look behind you.
That's a word right there.
See what's happening, because that's what a lot of people are seeing. Mm-hmm. And that's, I'm just saying, this is the season a lot of people want to wear some cotton knit type dresses.
Oh, okay. Let's talk about that for 1 second. Cotton knit type dresses, because they are cute and heaven knows they're comfortable. I mean, they are loose and they are breezy. But I have yet to run across one of those things that will not make it very, very, very clear what kind of underwear you're wearing.
Absolutely.
Like you can just tell some things about some people. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That you got to Spanx up that situation. you do. There's no way around it. And I realize that makes it hotter and then that kind of negates the nice cotton breezy dress, but that's the only thing you can do, because if you put on a thong, then people just can see that you have on a thong.
Yeah, she's wearing a thong. I have a maxi dress that I love. It's so comfortable that I would love, I mean, like, it would be the best thing ever, but it's that same kind of, it's that jersey-ish knit kind of material. And I mean, I have to wear Spanx underneath it, because otherwise, you know,
you got a situation.
Yeah, you're letting people know a little bit too much about yourself.
I totally agree. Mm-hmm. Well, and you know, Nordstrom has that, and I haven't ordered one yet. I've really been meaning to go by there and try one on, but they've got that. I put it on a Fashion Friday. It's called a commando slip, and it's kind of just a little like shorter flesh colored slip, but it doesn't have any seams or anything. So it's supposed to just create a nice smooth line with your knit skirt. So I don't know if that would be more comfortable than Spanx. I mean, pretty much everything else is, so I don't know why that would be the exception.
Well, I know. The other day, where was I? Somewhere the other day where there was a girl who had on such short shorts that I really, like, I wanted to give her, I had a cardigan on, and I wanted to give her my cardigan, like, to wrap around her waist, but I told a friend of mine that would have required me to go sleeveless. So, so my pride prevented me from helping her, because, you know.
Yeah, I think the shorts have gotten too. And then I've noticed some of them, they're getting shorter, but then they're starting to wear them more high-waisted again. Have you seen that?
I have seen a more of a high-waisted thing going on too.
And that looks terrible. Mm-hmm. I mean, why on earth do we want our hemlines to go up and our waistline to go up with it? I mean, that's just that doesn't look good on anybody.
Well, because then you're just drawing attention to your thighs and your stomach, which
nobody's sensitive about those areas.
I mean, that's like the worst of all worlds.
Golly, I just don't understand.
So did you see, we hadn't even talked about this, about the tank top situation with men that I posted about earlier in the week?
Oh yes, I did see it, and I was in complete agreement with you about it.
I just feel like there are some things I don't want to see, and the underside of a man's arms is one of them.
I don't understand.
And when I was running errands Saturday, I ran across several like darling, like, you know, like college age couples and stuff who were obviously out and about, and the guys had on tank tops, and I was just like, oh no, that is when, as somebody's girlfriend, you have to say, like, I am so sorry, but you're gonna have to put on something that has a sleeve. Like,
you need to put the hairy pits away. I totally agree. Well, when I was in Old Navy like 2 days ago, they had a whole selection of men's tank tops in different colors and patterns and whatever. So I mean, I guess it's a real thing.
That's unfortunate. It's the skinny jeans are bad enough. And I get that some men like to wear skinny jeans, and that's fine as long as you're not singing country music for a living. That's a whole other story.
Yes.
But but I can't, the tank top thing, I can't, like, it makes me feel like I am 109 and I want to go up to somebody and give them a piece of my mind.
No, I can barely tolerate a man in sandals at a restaurant during the summer.
Yes. Yes.
You know, the feet. I don't like seeing men's feet. I mean, I just don't. I don't. I mean, I realize for some people, and listen, and my husband wears sandals. So, I mean, I'm certainly not casting stones here, because we're not any better in our household. I just say that I purposely do not look down at the floor in a restaurant during the summer because I don't want to see somebody's feet and have it ruin my meal. That's all I'm saying.
But we don't have any hang-ups.
No.
Listen.
No.
David told me that not too long ago, he was like, my word. I think it was when the ACM awards were on. He was like, you have a lot of opinions. Well, I do, because one, I don't think these men have any business getting spray tans. Like, one, that in and of itself to me is too much. Go outside and get in your yard and do some work. Like, don't go get a spray tan.
Yes.
But between the, I'm telling you, those ACM awards, between the skinny jeans and the spray tans and the, I don't know. We need to reevaluate what's going on in country music right now a little bit.
Well, and if you're going to wear a tank top, I guess you need a spray tan to go with it. Yeah. But that's the whole problem, is what came first, the chicken or the egg?
That's exactly right. So I just told Melanie a story about a medical thing that a friend of ours had told me about, which leads me into, the older I get, the more I can't hear about that stuff. Like,
no.
Because, you know, I had another friend who had surgery about a month ago, and she sent me pictures of, like, where her chest tube or something had gone in. And my response to her in all caps was, I was an English major. Like, if I had wanted to see any of this, I would have practiced the sciences, but I did not. Yeah. I did not. Like, I...
You would have practiced to the science.
I don't want. I can't hear about it. I don't want to see it. Like,
no.
I can't. If I am watching TV and I run across something where, like, I'm not, like, I thought last weekend I may need to go to counseling. Like, I think this is getting a hold of me, whatever it is. So I look online, because I go into such a dither this past weekend thinking about these two friends who have these medical things, and about, like, I don't know, like, foreign objects and circles in the skin and all this stuff that really grosses me out. And there's a name for it. It's a real life phobia.
Oh, what is it?
So pretty much I can't pronounce it, but it's a fear of organic recurring patterns.
Oh.
And it's like, bubbles don't bother me so much, but, like, raised circles, you know, just creep me out. And especially if they're symmetrical. I'm sorry if I'm grossing somebody out, but somebody actually, this is the age we live in. Somebody had put together a video of all kinds of images with this repetitive circle raised texture thing that grosses me out. And you would not believe the comment. I mean, I couldn't watch it. I wasn't going to do that to myself. But because you can't, I mean, you know, you can't unring that bell once you watch it.
No, like a skin condition? Like, we're talking about
it. Whether it's like on an animal, or, like, I've also discovered, I don't like it. And this is what Pinterest has helped me to identify. I don't like it when people take things and make them into other things. Here's what I mean by that. I don't want you to take some broccoli and make an Oscar the Grouch out of that.
No.
Like, I don't want you to take a watermelon and turn it into a turtle that's holding fruit. Like, because that's not what it's supposed to be. A turtle is supposed to be a turtle. It is not supposed to be made out of watermelon.
No, you would never want an actual turtle to hold you.
But like, that kind of stuff. And so, you know, all these, like, really creative people on Pinterest who, like, make these lunches where, like, it's a sandwich. Yeah, it's a sandwich, but it looks like I can't stand that stuff. Yeah. Oh, like, I don't want to see bread turned into anything other than bread. I don't want it suddenly to be like feathers. I can't do it. So that's my odd condition for the 40s. I cannot handle it.
Okay. All right. Well, I think it's good that you've identified it. I think that's the first step.
I'm going to tell you what that condition's called real quick, so that everybody, and apparently it's not, this is the best part, it's not really an officially recognized condition.
Well, but listen, everything I have probably isn't officially recognized, but that doesn't mean it's not real.
Okay, hold on. Phobia of raised. This is what I Googled last week. It just popped up. Phobia of raised circles. And it's called trypophobia. Trypophobia.
Oh, interesting.
And here, okay, Google apparently is not working. But anyway, it's a fear of holes.
Oh, interesting. Mm-hmm. Okay. So you don't like any kind of holes?
No,
like
it's not the
raised circles.
It's the raised circles in a pattern, usually. But it's a very specific, it's got to be something that occurs organically. Like, so it doesn't bother me if it's like a purse.
Yes.
But it bothers me if it's like a sea creature that has repetitive circles in it.
Okay. So, interesting.
So anyway, I'm gonna work myself into a panic attack if I keep talking about this. But anything medically like that, that so like if things heal wrong, and there's a whole, I mean, I recognize there's a whole spiritual side to this thing, but things that heal wrong, or things that, like the thought of skin doing something it's not supposed to do, I can't. Oh, so
well. On that note, I'm gonna tell you what we discovered yesterday at the doctor.
What?
So I'm going to send you into full blown. So Caroline had like a well check yesterday. Mm-hmm. So we went because she had to get a full physical before she can go to soccer camp this summer. And so she's had this thing on her hand that started as, I swear it was like a splinter or something. And then we got the splinter out and it was red and whatever. Well, so it wouldn't go away. Like, and it's gotten bigger and I couldn't figure out what it was. And it's been driving me crazy because it's on her hand.
Mm-hmm.
And so, anyway, it turns out it is a wart. She has a wart. It has formed into a wart on her hand.
Is there a sound machine going on at your house?
No, I'm sorry. The garbage truck just drove by. It was a garbage truck.
Okay. So this is interesting because when I was probably in third grade, I had a seed wart on one of my fingers on the inside, mm-hmm. and I was trying to trace back where I would have gotten this thing about, like, you know, like that textures and stuff like that. I really think it originates with the seed wart.
Well, I mean, Caroline, it does not bother her. Like, mm-hmm. she could leave it there forever, but I'm like, it's going to have to go. So, but here's the thing. So we went to the doctor and here's a little science lesson for those of you who maybe don't practice the science, but want to know more about it. So apparently what happens is he said it probably did start is just where a splinter had gotten in or something like that. But you have the wart virus in your body. So when all the blood goes to that area to heal it, something like that can turn into a wart.
Interesting. Did you know
that? No. I know. I never knew that. So, and I remember having one on the bottom of my foot when I was in high school that I had to eventually get removed. So, but what he wanted to do yesterday was he wanted to put, it's like the extract from a blister beetle, and you paint it on there,
mm-hmm.
and it doesn't hurt when you paint it on there, but then it will cause all that skin to blister, and then the wart falls off. I'm sorry, I'm sending you. This was my day yesterday. So he tells us that, and Caroline kind of looks at me, and he says, the thing about this is you don't know how different people are going to respond to the beetle juice, because I just threw up in my mouth as I said beetle juice. You don't know how people are going to respond. Some people will have a stronger reaction than others. Caroline, I don't know if you know this, but she can tend to be a little bit dramatic.
Yes.
I don't know where she gets
it. No, I don't either.
I don't know where she gets it. So I didn't. I kind of just said, you know what? And he said, or we can wait and see what happens, or you can try over-the-counter things, or you can go to a dermatologist and have it frozen off with liquid nitrogen. So I was sitting there weighing those options, and I kind of told Caroline, I was like, I don't know. I said, it's, you know, I'm going to leave that up to you. It's on your hand. I'm going to let you make the decision, whatever. Well, then he came in and announced that she was due for a tetanus booster, which we did not know about.
Mm.
So I basically ended up telling her, here's the deal. I'll let the wart go, but you've got to get the tetanus booster. So we bargained.
Well, that's not a bad deal.
Stellar parenting skills in that moment. But we bargained. And so she got the tetanus booster because I felt like she has to have that. And then I said, we'll figure out the war. But now I have since made her an appointment at the dermatologist to get it frozen off.
Wow.
I know.
When I had my horrifying bout with skin cancer.
Yes. That turned out to be a small tag.
They froze that that's not such a horrible thing. That's not too bad. For some reason that does not bother me. Like, I don't know, maybe it's because it's getting rid of it, but if I had to watch that thing blister, I'd have some issues.
I was like, I don't think I can, for whatever reason, I told Perry, I said, I just felt like as he was talking about it, I was like, I don't think that I can know that in 3 hours her hand is going to start blistering and like, and then there's no going back. You know what I mean? Like, I thought I'm not equipped to handle that level of drama right now. Yeah. Just not. So,
And swimming and chlorine and all that kind of stuff. You just got to think.
I know. Mm-hmm. I'm like, let's just freeze it off. Let's go for the good old fashioned freeze it off and call it a day. So, So anyway, that's what we're doing, but not until like middle of June was when they could fit us in.
What is it with the dermatologist and the, like, we can see you in September.
They're busy.
I know. Listen,
they are busy. I mean, just, you can't get in to see a dermatologist in a week. I mean, they just, I mean, you could die of some sort of skin condition waiting to get into a dermatologist.
The only way I can get in with ours is if I go see the physician's assistant, and she's great, and I'm fine with that. But like, if you want to see the actual dermatologist, you're going to have to wait a few months because she's booked.
Yeah. They're going to have to know. Now, Perry has gotten access. He has like basically carte blanche access to our dermatologist because he's had so many little things cut off of him.
Right.
So, you know, she won't see me for like a year. But if he calls, they'll get him in within like 3 days to go ahead and hack something off of him. I don't care about my rosacea or my wrinkles or whatever I have going on.
Okay. So speaking of wrinkles.
Yes.
So are you still using the BB, the BB, whatever you call it?
I am.
Okay.
Yes. The Garnier Beauty Balm. I am. I like it.
Okay. Because this morning I was getting dressed and I thought, I cannot put makeup on my face anymore. Like I hit that place, especially when it starts to get hot, where I think I'm done. That's it. Mm-hmm. And so I put a little bit of concealer on and some powder. And I thought, I wish I had some of that beauty balm stuff because I wear that NARS foundation, a little bit of that every day, and I love it. But even today I was like, I can't do it.
Now you need to go to Target. It's $12. Go get a tube of it. It's $12. They have it in different complexion colors. Now, apparently what I have heard is now there's an even more updated version. There's the CC cream.
Oh.
So the BB cream is, by the time I found out about it, it's already a thing of the past. Mm-hmm. We've moved on to the CC creams is the next level.
Is that in this country or is that in other places?
No. Well, it started in Europe, as most good beauty products do. You know, it was a European secret. You know, the Europeans get everything before we do.
What's that Cindy Crawford thing that you and sister and I were texting about?
Oh, that cabbage that never rots. Wasn't it like a cabbage?
I don't know if it was cabbage or was it lavender.
Maybe it was a melon.
Yes, it was a melon that never.
Yeah, that's better than cabbage.
the little known cabbage.
Can you imagine how bad the extract of cabbage is?
I couldn't think of what it was supposed to be, but I knew that sounded wrong. The extract of cabbage would keep Cindy Crawford so youthful.
She smells terrible, but her skin is radiant.
She looks fantastic. Oh, my word. Yes, no, the melon.
Yes, it's a melon. It's a melon in France.
Yes.
It never goes bad.
Yes.
It never goes bad.
I was right on the brink of ordering that stuff one night. I was just in a vulnerable spot. I've got such, like, I feel like my fine lines around my eyes are like just worse than ever, and they're going to get even worse.
Yes.
But I didn't order it.
Well, you know, I don't know. I started reading the reviews, and it didn't necessarily get great reviews, and so I don't know. But, I mean, apparently Dr. Seba, I mean, he's like an anti-aging specialist in France.
Right.
And, you know, the French women don't play around.
No, they don't. They don't play around. They don't.
No. And Cindy Crawford, I mean, you know, I mean, but here's the thing. I didn't look like Cindy Crawford 20 years ago, so why am I going to look like her now? In my 40s,
yeah.
I'm going to pee.
I think I forget that little piece of the puzzle. Is that I didn't so much look like her 20 years ago. But I'm still using the SkinCeuticals. Are you?
Yeah, I do. Now, I am still using the SkinCeuticals. Now, this time of year, I also start using some self-tanner on my face because I like to have some color. So I alternate with the SkinCeuticals and the self-tanner.
Well, I can't, you know, I can't do the self-tanner much because it just is not. But I tell you what I bought that I've been so curious about that I haven't tried yet. But every time I would look in Walgreens, it would be gone. And so then I was on a mission, like I was going to get it. So it was finally in Walgreens the last time I was in there. It's that Vaseline spray lotion.
Yes. Okay. I want to know about that.
Because that is a product. Like, as soon as I saw that commercial, I was like, why has it taken us until 2013 to think of that? Because what is more, I mean, like, I hate the lotion and like the back and all that kind of stuff. How convenient is that to just be able to spray it on?
Yeah, I mean, I love that. Well, you know, I went through a whole thing with Neutrogena, like their sesame oil, where I would put that in a spray bottle and I would spray that when I got out of the shower. But then it just got to where it felt like it was way too much work.
Wait, was it sesame oil?
Well, what is it not? It's okay. You put it on with. You put it on with the cabbage, and you either make a salad or you look better than you ever have.
I thought sesame oil was used primarily in Chinese cooking.
Is it not sesame oil?
I bet it is sesame oil. Hold on, let me look.
Hold on, I'm on Google.
I make a fantastic marinade out of sesame oil.
Well, you get that and some cabbage. Wait. Put it on top of some fish tacos. You got yourself a meal. Yes, it's a light.
Oh, it is. It's okay. But I was so confused.
Yeah, it's a light sesame formula. Well, it's not called sesame oil, but it's on the bottle. It says a light sesame formula.
Okay. Well, so you can moisturize your skin and then you can season your food.
Yes. With your extract of cabbage or whatever. So.
We should start a beauty line.
We should.
It is sure to be successful. Oh, I see. It's their body. See, I say oil, and I get so self-conscious about it. We were talking about this at lunch yesterday, because I know you're supposed to say oil. But I say oil, and I say foil, and I say window. So it just is what it is. Okay. Yeah, light sesame formula. Okay. Yeah, I need to get some of that, too.
Have you ever used
it? No.
It smells really good. Like, see, now as we're sitting here talking, I'm like, I need to go get some for the summer. Even though, see, I also use the Jergens Natural Glow right now, too, because it's got self-tanner built in. So I'm all about getting some color in the summer. But you need to get some of that. That's some good stuff.
Okay. And so you put it in a spray bottle?
Yeah, so you just buy a spray bottle, and you can put it in a spray bottle. And so then after you get out of the shower, you can just kind of like mist with it a little bit, and then it just kind of dries on your skin, and it's real moisturized. But it smells good.
Does it make your floors slick?
Well, I would probably stand on a bath mat because it could. You could end up with some oily floors. That may be part of the reason I quit doing it. Maybe it was... I can't remember.
It's all fun and games until somebody breaks a leg.
It is. Everything's about beauty until you're in a cast, and then it matters. So that's that.
Well, I feel like we've just covered an array of topics.
Well, I mean, from baseball to warts to your phobia to trypophobia. I don't know what else people could want from a podcast.
I don't either. I think this was delightful.
Okay.
All righty. Well, I'm going to go to the UPS store, and then I think our talk of shoes has motivated me to run up to a store right up the street that has a limited shoe selection.
Okay.
And maybe see if I can find some sandals.
All right. See, I'm having a shoe dilemma real quick because we're going to see Taylor Swift tonight.
Yes.
And I really want to wear my boots, but I don't think I can. I think I can't wear my boots.
Yeah.
Don't you think? It's too hot.
It is hot. It is hot.
Yeah. But it's hard to put together a cute concert outfit in a sandal. And then I hate to wear, I've got some wedge heels, but you know, we have to walk a long way from the parking lot. Mm-hmm. And I'm afraid I'd regret that. And it's not like Taylor's going to see me and see what I have on, but I still wanted to look cute.
Well, my friend Leslie, she loved it. She said it was a great show.
Yeah. Well, that's why we're going again. Because when we went last time, I was like, I will always go see Taylor Swift in concert. She puts on a good show. I mean, it's a full musical extravaganza.
That's what she said. She said it was like going to the theater.
It is. It's amazing. So we're doing that tonight. So I'm not going to wear my boots. So I'm going to have to figure out something to wear because the outfit I run and wear really looks better with boots, but I'm going to have to let it go.
Okay.
So
all right.
That's it.
Well, I hope you have shoe success.
Well, I hope you do too.
Okay.
Godspeed, my friend.
All right. I'll talk to you.
I'll talk to you.
Bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.